This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has confirmed its third measles case this year, this time in Archuleta County in the southwest part of the state. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The adult resident's vaccination history is unknown, and they did not travel outside of Colorado. Current evidence shows the case is also likely not linked to recent cases in Pueblo or Denver. That means it may have come from community transmission within the state. The person sought care at a medical clinic in Pagosa Springs. They were contagious from March 26 to April 3rd and may have exposed others at three Pagosa Springs locations, including Wolf Creek Ski Resort. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up 15% compared to this time last year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In March, the program received more than 2,800 reports, down slightly from February. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school safety. March reports included a person reported that a student assaulted another person in class, causing injury. School teams investigated and are working with the student's parents to create a safety plan. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Western Colorado Republicans are asking Governor Polis to block gun legislation passed by state lawmakers. A bill adding restrictions on semi-automatic weapon sales awaits his signature. Mesa County Commissioner Cody Davis says he wants to see a veto.
You've claimed to be a libertarian, and you respect the rights and constitutional rights of Coloradans. Prove it today, Governor Polis. Protect our rights, our safety, and our community.
The measure would require people to go through in-person training and get a permit to buy most guns with detachable magazines. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today just above 70, breezy through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.